وظللنا عليكم الغمام وأنزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون.
Translation: And we shaded you with clouds and sent down on you al-manna and the quail, saying, Eat of the good lawful things we have provided for you. But they rebelled, and they did not wrong us, but they wronged themselves. The next topic is the shade, the manna, and the quail. After Allah mentioned the calamities that He saved the children of Israel from, He mentioned the favors that He granted them, saying, And we shaded you with clouds. This ayah mentions the white clouds that provided shade for the children of Israel, protecting them from the sun's heat during their years of wandering. In the hadith about the trials, An-Nasa'i recorded Ibn Abbas saying, Allah shaded the children of Israel with clouds during the years of wandering. Ibn Abi Hatim said, narrations similar to that of Ibn Abbas were reported from Ibn Umar, Ar-Rabi' bin Anas, Abu Mijlas, Ad-Dahaq, and As-Suddi. Al-Hasan and Qatada said that, And we shaded you with clouds, means this happened when they were in the desert and the clouds shielded them from the sun. Ibn Jarir said that several scholars said that the type of cloud the ayah mentioned was cooler and better than the type we know. Ali bin Abi Talha reported that Ibn Abbas commented on Allah's statement, and sent down on you al-manna, meaning the manna used to descend to them to the trees, and they used to eat whatever they wished of it. Also, Qatada said, the manna, which was whiter than milk and sweeter than honey, used to rain down on the children of Israel, just as the snow falls from dawn until sunrise. One of them would collect enough for that particular day, for if it remained more than that, it would spoil. On the sixth day, that is Friday, one would collect enough for the sixth and the seventh day, which was the Sabbath, during which one would not leave home to seek his livelihood or for anything else. All this occurred in the wilderness. The type of manna that we know provides sufficient food when eaten alone, because it is nutritious and sweet. When manna is mixed with water, it becomes a sweet drink. It also changes composition when mixed with other types of food. However, this is not the only type. The evidence to this fact is that Al-Bukhari narrated that Sa'id bin Zayd said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Kamah, that is truffles, is a type of manna, and its liquid is a remedy for the eyes. This hadith was also collected by Imam Ahmad. The group of hadith compilers, with the exception of Abu Dawood, also collected it, and At-Tirmidhi graded it as Hasan Sahih. At-Tirmidhi recorded Abu Huraira saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, The ajwa, that is pressed dried date, is from paradise, and it cures poison. Al-Kama', that is truffles, is a form of manna, and its liquid heals the eye. At-Tirmidhi is the only one of them who recorded this hadith. As for the quail, that is salwa, in question, Ali bin Abi Talha reported that Ibn Abbas said, The salwa is a bird that looks like the quail. This is the same opinion reported from Mujahid, Ash-Shabi, Ad-Dahaq, Al-Hasan, Ikramah, and Ar-Rabi bin Anas. May Allah have mercy upon them all. Also, Ikramah said that the salwa is a bird in paradise about the size of a sparrow. Qatada said, The salwa is a bird that is similar to a sparrow. During that time, an Israelite could catch as many quails as was sufficient for that particular day, otherwise the meat would spoil. On the sixth day, that is Friday, he would collect what is enough for the sixth and the seventh day, that is the Sabbath, during which one was not allowed to depart his home to seek anything. Allah said, Eat of the good lawful things we have provided for you. Chapter 7, verse 160, Al-Quran. This form of command is a simple order of allowance, guiding to what is good. Allah said, and they did not wrong us, but they wronged themselves, means we commanded them to eat from what we gave them and to perform the acts of worship, but they rebelled. This ayah is similar to Allah's statement, eat of the provision of your Lord and be grateful to Him. Chapter 34, verse 15, Al-Quran. Yet the children of Israel rebelled, disbelieved, and committed injustice against themselves, even though they saw the clear signs, tremendous miracles, and extraordinary events. The next topic is the virtue of Muhammad's companions over the companions of all other prophets. Here it is important to point out the virtue of Muhammad's companions over the companions of other prophets. This includes firmness in the religion, patience, and the lack of arrogance. May Allah be pleased with them all. Although the companions accompanied the Prophet ﷺ in his travels and battles, such as during the Battle of Tabuk, in the intense heat and hardship, they did not ask for a miracle, though this was easy for the Prophet ﷺ by Allah's leave. And when the companions became hungry, they merely asked the Prophet ﷺ to invoke Allah for an increase in the amount of food. They collected whatever food they had and brought it to the Prophet ﷺ, and he asked Allah to bless it, told each of them to take some food, and they filled every pot they had. Also, when they needed rain, the Prophet ﷺ asked Allah to send down rain, and a rain cloud came. They drank, gave water to the camels, and filled their water skins. When they looked around, they found that the cloud had only rained on their camp. This is the best example of those who were willing to accept Allah's decision and follow the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.